Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. What to start with this week? No, you can't. Not that song. Anything but that song. The most inappropriate song to start a jazz show. Wrong time of year, start of the show. Not the obvious jazz choice, but wasn't it superb? And, very surprisingly, it was played by the noted band leader Bob Florence on his first solo piano outing. It's October-November 2000, and the classically trained Florence shows another side of himself. And that's the title of this album, Another Side. Most things will be a contrast after that, but this is as far away as you can get and still stay in our broad jazz church. It's the BBC Jazz Club, live from the Paris Cinema in London, April 63. Listen to this lineup.
With Graham Bond are John McLaughlin on guitar and Jack Bruce on double bass and Ginger Baker on drums. Graham himself, although his hands and feet are fully occupied at the organ, believes that Satan finds mischief for idle mouths to do, and with this in mind, he's going to sing too. The song, going to move to the outskirts of town.
Town. Yeah, Don't want nobody hanging around. Make some funny, baby. Why, funny as can be. We're gonna have plenty of children, but they're all gonna look like me. Well, when I move out,
it'll be an unpopular move, judging by the applause.
And I took that from a fantastic new double CD called Graham Bond Live at the BBC and Other Stories. I saw Graham Bond live half a dozen or so times as a late teenager and was blown away each time. The BBC voice told us all we wanted to know. Great lineup, wasn't it? I think that was a young George Melly telling us that, but I may be wrong. In 63, it was the Graham Bond Organisation. It later became the Graham Bond Initiation. Always a terrific breeding ground for up-and-coming British talent, be it bluesy, rock, jazz, whatever. It all blended in. Graham also plays some great alto on this album with the Don Rendell Quintet. Strongly recommend this double CD. And next, a vocal version of the Juan Tisol warhorse, Perdido.
Perdido, I looked for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito while chancing a dance fiesta bolero. He glanced as I danced the bolero. He said, taking off his sombrero, let's meet for a sweet siesta. High was the sun when we first came close. Low was the moon when we said adios. Perdido, since then has my heart been perdido. I know I must go to Torito, that yearning to lose. Perdido, thank you. Dido. I know I must go to Toledo. That yearning to lose Perdido.
And that's from a March-April 57 recorded LP, Afterglow. Carmen McRae sings and plays piano on some of the songs, including Perdido. But she hands the keyboard back to one of our fave pianists, Ray Bryant, for many of the songs, and in fact also to Ronald Bright on a couple of them. Ike Isaac's bass, Specs Wright drums. Interestingly, Carmen McRae started her career as a pianist before becoming a vocalist, and she's made some memorable albums with the likes of Benny Carter and Count Basie and Mercer Ellington. I should add. And Ben Webster, of course, now we're running through the names. We're well into the show and no horn play so far. So let's face the music and dance. Combo in some ways, tenor and drums. Ben Clatworthy on tenor, Jim Paxson drums. Let's Face the Music and Dance is the Irving Berlin song from the 1936 film Follow the Fleet, starring none other than Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. We heard guitarist John McLaughlin earlier in the show with Graham Bond, if you remember. He's here again. Thank you. This March 93 recorded in Milan album is called Time Remembered, subtitled John McLaughlin Plays Bill Evans. All the songs are written by Evans, apart from a McLaughlin original called, appropriately, Homage. The song we've just heard was My Bells, a song Bill Evans himself had difficulty recording on its first outing for the Conversations with Myself LP. Here McLaughlin's acoustic guitar is joined by the Agueta Quartet, which is four more acoustic guitars, and also by Jan Maresk on acoustic bass guitar. I think it's time we got a bit rowdier. Controlled rowdiness, of course.
Thank you.
No, not rowdy at all. Funky, certainly. Stay On It, a Tad Dameron-Dizzy Gillespie compo that's oddly attributed to the leader of this March 58 recording session for Mercury Records, for their MRC label, in fact, Julian Cannonball Adderley. The original LP was called Cannonball's Sharpshooters. Cannonball on alto, his brother Nat on cornet, and the wonderful rhythm section of Junior Mance piano, Sam Jones bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums. This recording marked the end of the initial Cannonball Adderley quintet featuring his brother Nat, as Miles Davis had offered Cannonball considerably more money to join his, Miles's group. Considerably more being more than both brothers were taking out of their own quintet. But the brothers were back together in another quintet by the end of 59. But during that year away, Cannonball had been on the best-selling jazz record of all time when with Miles. That was, of course, Kind of Blue. Piano-based drums next. was Tamir Hendelman's first outing on our show as a leader, although we've heard his piano playing before as a sideman. That was the Charlie Parker number Anthropology. This 2010 recording for Resonance Records is Israeli-born Tamir's second album as a leader, and he's joined here by the Italian Marco Panacea on bass and the New Yorker Lewis Nash drums. Here's someone I saw just this week with a typical swinging song. Listen to the station master's announcements.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are very sorry to inform you that there will be minor delays to our service this morning.
Down at the station about 8:45, read my paper, I got plenty of time. Then it starts to rain, still there ain't no train. Announcement is made, I wish it would stop. Can't hear a sound, make my ears go pop. Can't get no information. 9:00's to wait at the station. Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Wanna hear it rolling down the track. It's 9:45, I can just about hear a horrible sound ringing right in my ear. There's a short delay, maybe no train today. The train that pulls in, it's 10:34. Packed like sardines, can't get into the door. No seat, just my luck. My comfort sitting in a cattle truck. Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Wanna hear it rolling down the track. Is that train ever coming? It's a pain, it ain't coming. Is that train ever coming? Hope that we should get our money back. This guy, iPod in his ear, his music blasts out so loud and so clear. It's a tragedy, and why's he gotta breathe on me? Someone gets off and I sit in their seat, but then this nice chick pulls out something to eat. The carriage ain't the place to munch. Can't she wait? She is home to eat her lunch. Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Wanna hear it rolling down the track. It's 11:00, the train grinds to a halt. Announcement is made, there's some kind of fault. Why can't we just go? Leaves on the line, all the wrong kind of snow. Read my newspaper and what a surprise. The railway chiefs get a massive pay rise. Destination's nowhere in sight. The train gets in at 12:00 that night. Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Is that train ever coming? Wanna hear it rolling down the track. Is that train ever coming? It's a pain, it ain't coming. Is that train ever coming? Hope that we should get our money back. Wanna hear it rolling down the track.
Wanna see the bosses get the sack.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are very sorry to inform you the old father tried. Be delayed indefinitely. No more trains today. If you want your money back, gotta go see customer service.
Ray Gilletto and the Giants came to the Berkhamsted Jazz Club last week for a memorable feel-good gig. That was Ray's own compo, Is That Train Ever Coming? The musicianship in the group is quite superb, but can be masked by the comedic banter a bit, but it really is a first-class group, dedicated to swing and entertaining. This album, Ray's latest, is a collection of his original songs. He doesn't list the Giants, as the lineup varies quite a bit. It's basically a collective of musos that he calls on. But here are the musos I saw last Saturday night. Ray on tenor, of course, and singing. Alex Garnett also on tenor, and subbing for Ollie Wilby on that occasion. Danny Marsden, trumpet. Andy Rogers, trombone. the Austrian Günter Kammeyer on piano. I've forgotten, unfortunately, the name of the bassist from Barcelona, and a young Dan Richardson on drums. It's a moving feast of regular musos, as I mentioned. It's our Ellingtonian slot for this week. It's the one and only Paul Gonzalez.
Thank you.
typical hard-blowing tenor work from long-term Ellingtonian Paul Gonzalez. He joined the band in the autumn of 1950 and stayed there until his death in 74, very close to the Duke's passing, in fact. This New York December 1960 Jazzland LP is called Getting Together, and I chose Hard Groove because it featured a guest appearance by a certain Nat Adderley on cornet. Otherwise, it was a choice between songs such as Jay and B Blues and Low Gravy. Wynton Kelly is on piano, and it's a return for both Sam Jones on bass and Jimmy Cobb drums. And it's worth pointing out that both Wynton Kelly and Jimmy Cobb were also on that famous Kind of Blue album. Let's go slow and gentle. Oh dear, I hope you could hear that. I had to turn the volume up to the max, and it still sounded quiet. A new name for me, guitarist Ronald Muldrow, on his New York August 93 recorded Enger CD, although it didn't reach the shops until 95. Do records ever reach the shops these days? The wonderful Mulgrew Miller piano, Peter Washington bass, and Yoron Israel drums. The album is called Diaspora, in this case African Diaspora. The liner notes are, well, florid. Here's their description of that song, Muldrow's own If I Knew. Quote, "It's an unique expression of implied metre, with percussive colorations coupled with harmonic hues, making an adept medium for the captivating motif," unquote. Well, we all knew that. Let's up the tempo again. Thank you. Neil Hefti's Whirly Bird, first performed by Basie, of course, on his outstanding LP, The Atomic Mr. Basie. But here at the Five Spot in Philadelphia in September 97, it's the City Rhythm Orchestra. They played at the Five Spot every Sunday night, forever. Their credo was simple: great music, great fun. And they can put a big tick in both of those boxes. The band, the orchestra, is co-led by tenor man Pete Spina and altoist Nick Valerio. And for this one single night, their 15-piece band, orchestra, is augmented by Joey DeFrancesco and his Hammond B3 organ. Another vocal, this time it's Patti Page.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. No moon.
No Moon At All, recorded in Hollywood, November 57. Patti Page is the singer, backed by Pete Ruggolo and his orchestra. A 19-piecer with, and I'll just give you a sample of their names, Bud Shank, Buddy Collette, Red Callender, Dave Pell, Jimmy Rolls. Patti Page was a big star at this time. She had her own musical TV show, The Big Record, and she had 9 gold discs for her popular songs. But jazz was her real passion. And that just leaves us time for one more this week. And I know you wait years for Graham Bond to be played, and then we get 2 in a week. But this is a very different one. This is the Brian D. Trio featuring Graham Bond. It's on this new double CD I mentioned earlier, but was originally on an EP called Jazz and Twist from 62. Brian D. piano, Malcolm Cecil bass, Tony Mann drums, and Graham Bond alto. Things are getting better, and they are. Thank you. Stunning alto playing by our hero of the week, Graham Bond. That's it, though, and I hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.